Hey guys, how's it going? Welcome back to another episode of Easy Natural English with Liam. And of course, I'm Liam. It'd be very strange if I had a different name, Easy Natural English with Liam, and this is David. It'd be very strange. Of course, my name's Liam. If it's your first time here, nice to meet you. If you're someone who listens regularly, then thank you for your continued support. If you'd like to write a review for this podcast, I'd really appreciate that. That makes me happy. On Apple Podcasts or on Spotify or any of the other places you listen to this podcast, just click a little, hopefully 5 stars, write a little thing. It can be in English or in your language. Also, please tell your friends because this podcast is still quite new. I've been doing this for more than a month now, nearly 2 months, I think. Still quite new, still growing. So please tell your friends if they're studying English. And we'll create an army of great English speakers, because I know this is going to help you guys. So keep listening and tell your friends. Today's topic, actually, I was going to talk about study routine, because I've been traveling a lot recently, and my study routine has changed a little bit from when I'm back in Japan, but I'm still keeping up my studies. So I'm studying Japanese at the moment. All of you listening will be studying English, so you can, do similar things to what I do. What is your study routine? I wonder how regularly you're studying. I think, that's the important thing for learning anything is just to continue, just to keep it up. In English, we would say keep it up, just to keep doing it, keep it up, keep going. Because, if you stop, it's very hard to start something again. So even if you're very busy, just try to do a little bit. If you have free time, and you can maybe study hours and hours every day if you have the time. But if you're very busy, if your job is very busy, or if you're raising children, if you're like me at the moment traveling, whatever you're doing, when you're busy, of course it's hard to do a lot of time every day. But I think an important thing is just to do at least a little bit, just to keep that routine going, just to keep it up. So I'm still in Hawaii at the moment when I'm recording this episode. So actually, when you listen to this, I will probably be in Osaka. I will be traveling from Osaka to Okinawa, I think, when you listen to this episode. But I'm recording this in advance so I can keep giving you listening practice while I'm busy traveling. While I've been here in Hawaii, I've been spending time with my brother-in-law and with his girlfriend, and of course with my wife. And we've been going out and about, looking around Hawaii and stuff. We've been very busy, but I still get in some Japanese practice. So every day I still do my flashcards. I think I mentioned before, I use an application called Anki, which is A-N-K-I. Actually comes from a Japanese word that means memorization, to try to remember something. So this app, Anki, is very useful for remembering anything. Doesn't have to even be languages. It can be used for if you have a test, if you have an exam in something, you can use this. So the app works by spreading out the time that you see a flashcard. So you make a flashcard, and then it shows you on 2 times on the first day, and then it will show you again in a day, and then it will show you in 3 days, and then it will show you in 1 week. And the space keeps getting bigger and bigger until eventually you can memorize what is on your flashcard. So I use these flashcards to remember Japanese vocabulary, and I always have the vocabulary in a sentence. Because also I think I've said before, when you're learning vocabulary, it's very good to, if you see a new word in a book or a TV show, don't just write down that word, write down the full sentence that the the word was in. Because if you just have just one single word, you know, maybe later perhaps you memorize the word, perhaps you can remember, but you forget, you don't know how to use the word, you don't know what kind of grammar should go with the word, what context or situation to use this word in. You know, is this a written word? Is this a spoken word? Is a formal or casual word? So yeah, it's very good to write down the sentence, because then you can remember, I heard this in on a news program. So then you know, this is probably kind of formal word. Or perhaps you learned it in a comic book and you think, it's kind of a casual word. So yeah, it's good to learn them in sentences. So yeah, I use this this Anki app, and I go through that every day. So usually it takes me about an hour to go through my flashcards. And while I've been here in Hawaii, I've been keeping that up, going through my flashcards every day, and also finding some time in the evening, you know, because I spend time with everybody during the day and we're visiting places together. But in the evening, you know, everybody's kind of tired and a lot of people are just, you know, people are just relaxing, watching TV or something. So I go into the other room and I watch TV in Japanese, or I read my book. So I'm reading Murakami at the moment. And just keep up my studies. Just any little moment in the day when I'm not interacting with people, then I just get in some study. So of course, you know, yeah, if you're busy, if you're on vacation, of course you should take that time to spend time with your friends or family, or enjoy your vacation to go and see places. But you know, there's always those little moments in the day, like for example, when we sit down in a cafe to rest our feet, I usually get out my book and read a bit in Japanese. Or yeah, if I'm back at the apartment, then I just watch a little bit of Japanese TV or listen to a podcast or something, a podcast like this one. So yeah, you know, when you're busy, don't worry too much about trying to do, you know, hours and hours of study, but try to do at least a little bit every day to keep that routine going. Because if we, you know, if you look around you at anybody who's good at anything, you know, if you have any friends who are like very good at playing guitar, they probably play guitar every day, or at least many times every week. You know, they probably try to get in some guitar playing time as much as possible. So if you want to get your English up to that next level, then yeah, just keep doing a little bit every day. You know, I often, so usually, actually even here, but you know, usually every day, even when I'm working, I'll wake up in the morning and the first thing I do is put on my headphones and I start listening to Japanese podcasts while I make my coffee and prepare breakfast. And usually my wife takes a bit longer to wake up. And then, when she wakes up, of course, I'll talk to her for a bit. And then, you know, I'll listen to Japanese while I get changed, you know, while I put my clothes on. And then also I'll keep listening while I walk to the train. So this was in Tokyo. So I was taking the train to work every day. And then I would, read on the train or do my flashcards on the train. Yeah, and try to get that bit of study in every day, that kind of routine. So it didn't feel difficult because it was my routine. So it just feels normal. And I quite enjoy studying. Hopefully you enjoy studying too. If you don't enjoy your English studies, then maybe you need to think about how you're studying. You know, I know that if I use a textbook, then I get bored very quickly. So I don't use textbooks, not as my main way of studying. I also don't think they're very effective. So I just read books that I enjoy in Japanese. So just regular books like novels. And when I don't understand something because I don't know the vocabulary or I don't know the use of grammar, then I'll look it up on the internet, or I'll ask somebody, or look it up in a textbook, try to find what that means, and then I'll go back to my book. And I find that's like a much more fun way of studying, because you just want to know what's going to happen in the book, so you keep going. So yeah, the general message here is routine is important. You know, same with anything, same with exercise. You know, if you want to get fit and you're going to the gym a few times a week and it becomes like a pattern, then you know you start to do it without even thinking about it. But if you're just going like one time in a month or something, then it doesn't feel very normal, and you know you'll probably give it up very soon. You probably won't continue very long, and of course you know you won't have very good results. You're not going to be very fit if you're only exercising once per month. So yeah, just the same with studying, has to be regular. Because I know, you know, I've been teaching English for a long time, for many years, and I've had many students over the years in all the countries I've taught in. So I've taught English in France and in Spain. I've taught in Vietnam and in Japan. And in every country, I have students who come to me for a lesson. And, you know, maybe it's 30 minutes a week, maybe 40, sometimes an hour a week. And I ask them, you know, did you study at home this week? And they say no. And I think, you know, do you really want to learn English? You know, if you come just for 1 hour a week, then, you know, I'm sorry, but you'll never speak English at that rate. You need to do more than that. 1 hour a week just isn't enough. You know, it's not enough practice for anything. Not if you want to get to a really, or even just a usable level. 1 hour a week is not quite enough. It's going to take a long, long time to be able to have a decent conversation with someone, to have a real conversation. So, of course, you know, taking English lessons can be expensive. Of course, we can't take language classes every day, but that's why it's good to do your own study, you know, like listening to this podcast, for example. That's why I release episodes every other day. So there's plenty of episodes. You can keep listening to these. And there's other English learning podcasts. There's many YouTube channels. Of course, there's Netflix, the radio, you know, many ways, books, comics, newspapers, many, many free resources online, many free ways to study and just do a little bit every day, you know, and then see a teacher like once a week, or if you can, twice a week. And then you can talk to your teacher about, you know, if you, for example, if you're reading a book in English and there are some difficult parts, you can write those down and then you can ask your teacher when you see them. And then it means you're keeping up your English in between classes. And that's really, I think, the most effective way to study is to do your own study, like listen to this podcast or, yeah, try to read something and then speak to a native English teacher and say, hey, can you help me understand this thing? And yeah, over time it will build up and soon you'll be understanding English very naturally and you'll be speaking English very naturally. So if any of you are looking for a teacher, I think like I said in the last episode, I'm teaching on iTalki. Description is in my podcast, the link is in my podcast description. So send me a lesson request on there and you can talk to me. And in between those classes, keep up your study yourself, listen to this podcast, just try and do a little bit every day. There's useful websites like Breaking News English or English in Levels. And those are websites where you can read easier versions of the news. So it's still natural English, but it's a bit easier. Yeah, and just keep it going. Important thing is to keep going. Same with everything. So yeah, I'm going to keep up my Japanese studies. You keep up your English studies and yeah, together we'll get there. We can do it. Come on, keep it up. We can do it. Let's do this. Yeah. And I know, of course, learning a language is difficult. It takes a lot. But yeah, over time, you know, just keep doing a little bit every day. And I'm sure in 1 month, you'll notice a difference. And then in 2 months, there'll be a big difference. 3 months, there'll be a really big difference. 1 year, there's going to be a really, really big difference. And you'll look back and think, wow, I've come a long way. And actually, I think that's important to do for motivation. You know, if you try to watch a movie in English or if you try to read a book in English and you find it's a little bit difficult, try and watch that movie again or read that book again in 1 year from now or in 6 months from now. And then I'm sure you'll notice a difference, like, wow, this is easier now. And you'll feel better about yourself, and that'll help to keep motivated. So yeah, it's good sometimes to look back at something you know, even this podcast, for example, if you're listening to this episode and you think, wow, this episode's a bit difficult, listen again in 3 months, you know, after practicing a lot in between, listen again in 3 months and see if it's a bit easier then. So yeah, keep it up, guys. We can do this. And I'll see you all back here next time.